Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is ideally suited for financial institutions moving from legacy payment systems to the next generation of agile, future-proof payment systems because we're discussing the return of Diebold Nixdorf's premier conference event, Intersect, August 29th through 31 in Las Vegas. Mercator Advisory Group's own Director of Debit and Alternative Products, Sarah Grotta, will be at the event to share her expertise. And today, Sarah and Michael Engold, Diebold's Managing Director and VP of Payments, are previewing the event's key themes. And yes, they cover the importance of agility and future-proofing the changing card payments landscape. But most importantly, this event offers an opportunity to roadmap and prioritize systems migrations with real-life examples and the actual experts who implemented them in person in Las Vegas, August 29th to 31. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Michael, do you think that banks understand the need to future-proof, or are they sitting comfortably with their infrastructure as is?
Well, I think that banks are all facing the same challenges. At the top strategy level, those banks and people understand that future-proofing is their biggest challenge. The only issue is that change is always attached to some risk, because if you have a running system, it's all fine. And therefore, the change is always questioned by the benefits. So does the benefit of a more agile, lower cost ecosystem outweigh the risk of change? And if you go two levels down, many are sitting there feeling warm and cozy with the legacy system because it's up and running. It's doing the same stuff than 30 years. So it feels safer to do nothing rather than taking the risk. So no one ever was fired for buying IBM in the good old days, right? So the real issue is getting banks to transform and transform really to stay competitive. And those silo-based IT systems burdened by technical debt are holding back many of those organizations in their transformation. So banks are starting to realize that their core products are really digital, the products that they're selling. Mortgage is nothing but zeros and ones on a computer at the end of the day in the balance sheet. And if banks are really not keeping up in the pace of change, some of those big fintechs will provide same or even better services much faster, and sometimes even at a better price. So fundamentally, the world is changing. So, and traditional banks have to do something about it. And therefore, becoming agile and fast and nimble enough to adapt is literally a question of surviving. So we talk to many customers who are feeling this way. And yes, they want to change, but then they're at the same time a little bit risk averse, sometimes all the way to paralyzed, and how to build that case and really how to do it. And this is why we're offering really workshops and where we show people, hey, there are other banks outside here in the world that actually have done it. They have gone through a back office transformation, a payment modernization. And we want to help the banks, both big and small, thinking about putting together a plan that really moves them from where they are today into that much more agile future.
That's interesting, Michael. And, you know, like you, I talk to a lot of banks and credit unions about the topic of modernization. And, you know, to date, I think it's been a lot of talk, right? But I think the conversation is starting to change now, and it's getting a little bit more pointed about when and where and how to modernize. And, you know, I think as financial institutions are now relying on their digital solutions, really as a result, quite frankly, of the pandemic, I think it started to expose some of the gaps in their products and services and back office support. You know, for some, you know, their digital banking app didn't perform as well as they wanted to, or, you know, perhaps they wish they could have quickly added some more services to their ATMs when their branches were closed. And of course, there's always, you know, an opportunity, I think, to better manage data in the background, particularly to helping and get in front of new fraud vectors. So, you know, I think as the marketplace is changing and as the market needs are changing, you know, more FIs are expressing the fact that they need to have a more flexible platform that will help them to respond more quickly to these needs and also to products that are launching in the marketplace. They're looking to be able to react to things like the launch of buy now, pay later solutions or products like that, where being competitive and being competitive quickly is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right on spot there.
So, Michael, you mentioned that the biggest constraint that financial institutions face is not when to modernize their payment systems, but how. How can you help financial institutions move from current legacy system A to the next generation system B? You mentioned, you know, we've got a workshop coming up at Diebold Nixdorf's event in August.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're hosting actually a workshop Monday 29th in Las Vegas as part of our International Intersect event that's going to happen at the Caesars Resort. So if you go to diboldnixdorf.com, you will find under events a link to there. And this is where we really take a practical approach to that and show people that, as always, a journey is made in steps, and we will lay out examples of how those steps work out, what to consider, where are the risks. And those workshops are really for any FIs thinking about modernization, but modernization around payments in particular, and is designed to help those FIs to think through the risk and offer ideas on how to safely migrate to a new modern payment infrastructure. So many FIs are just thinking about one channel or about the shiny new trend. So we heard buy now, pay later before, or instant payments. But at the end of the day, it truly evolved to a future-proof next generation platform that create and provide a holistically view on how to optimize and how to drive in a better way their current operations that incorporates both the traditional card-based payments, but also the next generation payment instruments. So is there an overlap between the existing different payment silos that a lot of FIs have? So our intent is to work with the participants to map out what they have now and how to step by step move them over the next couple of years down the road into a more consistent services infrastructure where, again, single services are really providing consistent capabilities and functionality across the enterprise. So the goal of those sessions will help FIs realize what they can gain from those technological efficiencies. So what is it really in dollars and pennies that gives them by reducing the duplication of infrastructure, the operational aspects, the whole maintenance and compliance cost across silos, mapping out what they currently have and putting that into perspective of a target operating model. So really putting it into black and white and create a process that takes them, again, step by step onto that journey. But that's just the first step. So sharing the knowledge and showing examples of how it is done is just one element of it. Again, any change is attached to risk. And we will look at some of those risks associated with changing systems and make sure that we share the gotchas and what we have seen work with clients and also what didn't work with clients and highlight the mitigations and how can we really tackle those kind of challenges up front, because if you know what you need to do, you can tackle it. So this is really to plan a state-of-the-art journey, avoid surprises. There are always challenges in a project, but it's all about how you tackle those challenges, how do you work with that. So what we are planning is basically giving each participant a workbook to assist them to analyze what they have, where the challenges are, to document that and to take that away to create their own business case. So it will cover really the payment inventory, the risk and the mitigation and migration steps on that journey.
That sounds great. I mean, you know, I think for so many, you know, individuals at financial institutions, just finding a way to get started to define what is modernization for their institution is really the hard part. You know, defining those gaps, both technical and product related, and then also considering how to gain flexibility to meet future challenges that Well, we are not even sure what those might be. It just seems so nebulous. So, you know, offering a workshop to help organize thoughts and to begin to map out a planned approach, I think is great. And the opportunity to be able to discuss these ideas with others who have been there before and have done this and can share their experiences just really helps to give confidence, I think, in the plans as organizations work on their modernization go forward strategies.
So, Michael, clearly migrating away from legacy systems is no simple task. It sounds like a big part of that process goes into planning and then working through a progression. But as Sarah sort of notes, having some examples can be super useful. Can you provide some examples of how Diebold Nixdorf works with clients through the process?
Yeah, again, the necessity to remain competitive in today's world is really the background here. So, but at the same time, migration should not be rushed. And no detail should be overlooked because it creates a big burden at the end of the thing. So it really takes time, understanding. So spend more time in the planning analysis that really speeds up the project delivery and can help organizations to develop a realistic timeline. So for every project that Diebold Nixdorf enters, we make sure that we have the right set of people at the table from both sides, and that it's really an open two-way dialogue, open, honest, putting all the issues on the table and do some smart planning and some intelligent decisions. So all of that is, again, based on a knowledge base of previous projects that allows us then to create a detailed scope of work, to do a good documentation around that, and throughout the project ensure that requirements, but also the change requests, because we're not standing still. Every day, something new comes up, and managing those changes on the way with the right resources that are able to implement that is really key. But then at the same time, each customer is different, and many are looking for a snip the finger, big bang approach, but that is not what we recommend. So we are really looking into a phased approach, a least risky approach, and we try to minimize those risks at every step of the way, yet at the same time, really do it in a fast way. So which sounds a little bit contradictive, but it's really the experience that if you keep that steady pace in a risk minimized environment, at the end of the day, you're actually faster than with any big bang approach. So together we will basically determine what is the biggest impact, how to address that, and this will basically deliver into the phased approach. And based on that, we have multiple steps of introducing new functionalities along the way. So every time we go into the next phases, we're delivering value add, we're doing validation of the deliveries, automatic testing, blue-green deployment, and once approved, these become available in the actual new cloud-based native environment, in the production environment, ready to be consumed by customers of the bank. So regardless where we start, it's really adopting and following this agile governance model and the practices that have been proven, and making sure that all members in the integration and delivery teams are really following these guidelines, and also have constant communication and synchronization between all levels from both parties to make sure that if there are issues, we tackle them and identify them early. And by that way, we were really driving successful projects. And that is what we will discuss. We will share. We will give the overview of how we have done this. And we also determine what are the areas that needs to be addressed first and who needs to be involved in those discussions to get the whole project started.
You know, I think the idea of a methodical and phased approach to modernization has got to be music to any banking executive's ears. You know, as the big bang approach is fraught with risk, I think, you know, as you mentioned, you know, I think we've all heard a few horror stories in the industry about that. But then also, you know, if we're taking a phased approach, then we need to continually be making decisions around how it is that we're going to prioritize, you know, our next steps. So are we prioritizing things like user experience or revenue generation or internal efficiencies? And how is that going to be determined? So having the benefit of some metrics behind that to help to make these decisions, so it's not really left up to one individual or a single team. And then on top of that, as you say, communicating the progression of all this effort to everyone involved, I think is key. So I think the ability to learn from what you've seen about how to bring all of this together is going to be really helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Michael, what can financial institutions do to get on board and take the first steps to adopt a mindset of change, a mindset of growth? And how can banks find out more about August 29th's workshop in Las Vegas?
Well, as said, the easiest way is to get online at www.dewaldnixdorf.com, and under events, you will see a direct link to the event and the workshops. And as we said, the markets and the environments are changing rapidly every day. So no matter where you stand in that journey, I think it's very beneficial to simply hear from peers, hear from best practices, and get a view on how you can get your organization more agile, more resilient, and how to do all of that in a way more risk-averse environment. So yeah, as we said, cards will still be around for a while, and it's a key element, but it's not only the only way forward. So all these new alternative payment types need to be prioritized, all the external factors, trends, regulation, customer expectations to create really smooth consumer journeys is what the consumers are looking for, and banks should be the service provider that can cater for that. So that open and accepting mindset that enables financial institutions to drive better internal decision-making is what we would suggest. And that is really, I guess, the mindset that would be absolutely fantastic for that workshop. So approaching those changes, again, in a step-by-step, in a manageable and achievable way, that is what we would like to share. And we understand that this is really what a lot of people are looking for. Has someone else done it? What were the findings? What are the pros and cons? And that is what we would like to share, because we have a self-interest that our customers, banks, are really well prepared to embrace that future of payments. So we want to share and let FIs discover all the tools that are available, do a deep dive in the capabilities, show the art of the possible, but also explain that this is not risking one's job or career over the bright new future, but failing then on the attempt to get there. So throughout the Intersect event, we really have multiple customers there to share the journeys and to give firsthand knowledge of what they're doing, what they're planning, but also the results of such projects that they have implemented together with us, and give some testament about their payment modernization journeys and projects.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great conference with, you know, something that the participants can actually take away that's actionable from everything that's planned. I know I'm looking forward to going and learning alongside the other participants. So I will see you in Las Vegas.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's awesome. Michael and Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time today. It certainly sounds like the Intersect event in, you know, August 29th in Las Vegas is going to be a fantastic opportunity for banks to get an incremental understanding with tangible use cases and experts like Michael and Sarah to discuss the intricacies of migrating to sort of the next generation of payment systems. So thank you again for your time on the Payments Journal podcast.
Thank you.